This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has identified its strengths and capabilities in the last 11 years and his government is working tirelessly to realize it. Addressing an event organized in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said countries are coming forward to finalize trade deals with India. He said India earlier used to aid the West and seek Western validation, which is no longer the case. Mr. Modi said even after independence, the country could not come out of this mindset. The Prime Minister stressed that India is no longer under policy paralysis. He said the government is working tirelessly to build robust manufacturing capabilities.
कुछ लोग चौंक गए हैं विकसित देश भारत से ट्रेड डील्स करने में इतने उत्सुक क्यों हैं इसका उत्तर है हताशा निराशा से बाहर निकल रहा आत्मविश्वासी भारत अगर देश आज भी 2014 से पहले वाली निराशा में होता फ्रेजाइल फाइव में गिना जाता पॉलिसी पैरालिसिस से गिरा होता तो कौन हमारे साथ ट्रेड डील्स करता लेकिन बीते 11 वर्षों में देश की चेतना में नई ऊर्जा का प्रवाह हुआ है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papillomavirus HPV vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan tomorrow. The nationwide rollout marks a decisive move in country's public health journey and fulfills the government's commitment to advancing the vision of Swasth Nari, ensuring prevention, protection and equity at the core of women's health care. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The nationwide HPV vaccination program directly addresses this challenge by preventing HPV infection before it can progress to cancer. The Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in real GDP during 2025-26 is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation today released the new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2022-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said that financial year 2020-23 has been selected as the base year because it represents a recent normal year after COVID pandemic. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that interests of country's agricultural and MSME sector have been kept paramount in the Indo-US interim trade deal. He said all sensitive issues related to farmers, dairy, poultry, fishermen, MSME and all labour-intensive sectors have been kept in mind. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said that the deal will safeguard the interests of the sensitive sectors of the country. President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed the Indian Air Force's mega exercise Vayu Shakti 2026 at Pokhran, Jaisalmer in Rajasthan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were also present on this occasion. Our correspondent reports that the exercise demonstrated the IAF's operational preparedness, tactical capabilities and combat efficiency. Afghanistan has carried out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan today, escalating tensions between the two neighbours. Russian news agency reported that Afghan armed forces struck a nuclear facility and a military base in the Kakul village near Abbottabad in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. It said hundreds of dead and injured have been taken to a hospital in Islamabad. The Pakistan Military Academy is located in Kakul. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo tonight, chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand. England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.